Friends, welcome back to The Schwitz. Episode 2 coming at you live right now, 3 p.m. on a Tuesday. Boys, how you feeling?
I have never seen you this excited. Jack and I just had to turn our volume down because our ears are ringing.
I'm fucking juiced up. I'm Ben at Boy With No Job.
I almost lost my eardrums to that intro and I'm loving it. I'm Jack at Jack Not John.
What?
What'd you say?
Life alert.
I'm Vic at VWeb. Let's get into it.
Boys, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty damn good. Had a ton of pizza. Prince Street Pizza. Not like that pepperoni square slice. Oh, there's just all that oil, and it's great for all the non-physical activity I'm doing. I'm just going to put back all
the weight I lost before the wedding. I am going
to
accuse it's you right different. Now.
There's levels to the pizza game. There's specialty slices, and then there's the classic New York slice. That's Joe's. Specialty slices, I'm going to Prince Street. I'm having pepperoni.
That's with the little pepperoni cups, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that looks fantastic.
Although this time I was actually watching hockey while I was down in that pizza. I mean, I was face down.
That's the manliest.
And the reason I was face down is because the Blues are getting smacked around. All my friends are losing a ton of money betting on them. Real sad.
How about you?
No beans thrown.
Jeez. Why? What happened? No, nothing? No, nothing anymore?
No juice. I was saving it all for the NBA Finals.
No juice, Vic. Jack, what about you?
I hit the links a little bit.
Whoa! What? Alert the media. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Lightungue is hitting a golf course. He is not in the office. He is out of the state of New York.
It felt good. I'll be honest. It felt good. I'm excited to get back out there. It's been a minute. Ben wants to plug in and rip me a new one right now.
Yeah, what's it like to have your dad sign you up for a country club for 20 years? Guys and golfed in 2 years. What's that like?
Why do you say 20 as if he was golfing at the age of six?
He's not a pro.
If he was golfing at the age of six, he'd be a pro right now.
What's that like? Not golfing when you can and randomly. You know, I hit the course this weekend. I've been asking you to golf with me for the last 6 months, you have excuse after excuse.
I haven't played in maybe 5 weeks. We did play, although it was like 9 months ago, and I went out there and I took everyone's money. I was killing it that day.
By the way, he wasn't the only one who golfed this weekend. Saf also went out to Long Island and hit the links as well.
I did, but I'd like to talk about the night before. Picture this. Hopping in a Chevy Suburban, water bottle filled with sake, $8.99.
Say that one more time, by the way, please.
Sake, $8.99.
What are you, the president in a Chevy Suburban?
You sound like Koji.
Oh my God, Koji. What an unbelievable sushi chef. Unbelievable. But back to my, so I was drinking my $8.99 bottle of sake in my Suburban on my way to a country music concert. Shout out Old Dominion. They were unbelievable.
$8.99 or $8.99? $8.99.
By the way, Old Dominion, like ODU? Like
Old Dominion University. Wow. Old Dominion, the band. They were unbelievable. I went with a friend, Claudia and Margo, and we just – I actually don't remember that. Sake just knocked me out. I don't remember one bit of the night.
That's because it was $8.99, brother.
Yeah, that's what sake – wait, was it a plastic or glass bottle?
It was a glass bottle.
I'm not going to ask this, but I am going to ask this. Was it a hot sake or was it a cold sake?
If I had a hot sake in a water bottle in a Suburban.
For $8.99.
That would have been something else. Vic, what'd you watch this weekend?
Well, aside from the Blues game, NBA Finals, had a chance to catch the Joshua Ruiz fight. Joshua, all that smack talk, got him absolutely nowhere. Got his ass handed to him. Wants to talk smack about Deontay Wilder. That fight ain't even happening anymore because he ain't the champ no more.
Uh-uh.
2020.
Maybe.
Joshua Ruiz, one more in November, December, and then we're getting the fight that we all want, Wilder and Joshua in 2020.
We'll see.
Ruiz is the one that won, right?
Ruiz is the one that won, but I am going to say this. He rolls up to the press conference in a fucking iron-on Knicks jersey. He just won an MSG. It looked like an old Chris Childs jersey. Number one, there he is, Ruiz. The guy looks like us. Like, not me, you. No, yeah. The guy looks like you too.
All right, we get it. You're chiseled. And that's what I was going to say. Shout out to Ruiz for showing us all you don't need to go to the gym or be healthy to win a boxing match.
That is what we call dad bod season right there.
Season. Jack, what about you? What were you watching this weekend?
I got into a little bit of the 92nd Scripps National Spelling Bee.
There's been 92 of those things?
There had been 91 up until this weekend. It was the 92nd. And there were 8 co-winners. It was incredible. 8 of them. I can't pronounce any of their names, but they split the trophy 8 ways. It's like that scene in Mean Girls when she cracks the crown. You know,
participation award. Cracking the crown.
1 to Janice Ian, 1 to Victor Weberman.
Wow, nice plug.
You like that?
I love that.
1 to Gretchen Wiener.
1 to Gretchen Wiener. And the girl, like,
right? Regina George.
Did you ever see that movie, Aquila and the Bee?
I saw Aquila and the Bee.
What a movie.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic.
Movie.
We're watching that together after this.
So in honor of the 92nd annual Scripps National Spelling Bee, we thought that it would be fun to play a little game called Spelling Season. Johnny, you mind reading us a couple of names?
We actually have Johnny here in the studio, and he's going to read us a couple names handpicked by him in the back. And first to the buzzer wins. You got to spell the last name correctly. Let's see what Johnny's got cooking for us.
First and last, or just last?
Let's try last.
Last.
All right, folks. First one up, OG Anunoby.
OG Anunoby. OG, like original gangsta, Anunoby. A-N-O-U-B-Y.
That's wrong, bro.
B-Y. Anunoby.
Close.
I'm going to jump on that. Let me buzz that. OG space Anunoby. A-N-U-N-O-B-Y. Anunoby.
Bingo.
Nigerian descent.
Wow.
Next up is Diana Taurasi.
Diana Taurasi. D-I-A-N-A space. I believe it is T-A-U-R-A-S-I. Diana Taurasi.
Winner.
Country of origin.
Jesus Christ.
All right, round 3, gentlemen. Martina Navratilova.
Martina Navratilova. M-A-R-T-I-N-A space. What was her last name again?
Navratilova.
Navratilova. N-A-V-T-E-R. L-O-V-A.
God, this is horrible.
Never.
You're not even trying.
Tolova.
You didn't even throw in an R.
There's an R? I said N-A.
Navr.
Sounds like never my lover.
Navra Tolova.
Navre?
Navra.
N-A-V-R-A. T-A-L-O-V-A.
I like that.
So close.
Want to try a third time?
No, if anybody else wants it, they can.
I'm not even going to try.
It's Navratilova.
Close. That's impossible.
Close.
Nice find there, Johnny.
Last but not least, I'm going to just destroy this, so good luck spelling it. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. G-I-A-N-N-I-S. Space. A-N-T-E-N-K-O-U-M-P-O. Oh, God damn it.
That was right.
I got
what?
It.
What? Oh! Oh, my God. You're kidding.
Wait, no. How many T's did you use?
Booyah!
How many T's? There are 2 T's.
Didn't I do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
A-N-T-E-T-O-K-O-U-N-M-P-O.
Wow. Congratulations. Nice, very nice.
What do
we
I win?
Get this guy some Prince Street beats up in the air.
Johnny, thank you so much, really.
Anytime.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. Wow, Victor, apparently that's now we know what you're doing on the weekends.
I was a fifth grade spelling bee champ. I went to the tournament they had here.
You see, they're doing a reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with John Cena.
Vic, you had 8 people in your middle school class.
I had 8, too.
Still counts.
I had 8, too. How many did you have?
Like 60.
Wow.
Sick. Bar mitzvahs were epic.
Talk about privileged. So we've managed to talk about spelling, pizza, hockey, country music. You know, we're all itching to talk about these finals. So a quick recap of game 1. I want to talk about Spicy P. Jack, you called him finals MVP, or could be the finals MVP, Pascal Siakam, and in game one, he really showed up for you.
I didn't call him the finals MVP, but I did pose that question last time we gathered around the same table.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. I did say Pascal would be a bit of an X factor. He's long and he's super smart, but I did not see game one happening. I mean, he went 13 for 17. He hit 11 straight field goals at a point. The guy's showing some serious versatility. I heard a lot of comparisons to Draymond. I mean, Draymond's like, they're built much differently, but they kind of both play this point forward coast to coast. I like it. I think Pascal's more dominant on the offensive end.
Vic and I are shaking our heads. I heard the exact same comparison, and when I heard that, I was like, what the fuck are you talking
about?
But
you're saying
I'm saying I think that Pascal Siakam has far more offensive tools and will be a much better player overall than Draymond Green.
I'm just going to be honest. I have not heard that comparison one time unless I've been living under a rock for 3 days, and I don't think I have been.
You have been. It was
I have not heard it. Here's the thing.
You think better than Draymond?
No. It was an incredible performance. He's never going to have a shooting performance like that again. The big takeaway is that he's able to do that on a night where Kawhi has an average night. It's, you know.
Still at 20 plus.
Yeah, Kawhi's still at 20 plus. But that, you know, last night.
It was a bad game for him.
Right. I don't think it was bad. Average.
It was a bad game for Kawhi.
But, you know, the other thing is the Warriors really were not playing defense. Most of those were layups. He was just out hustling everybody. That spin move he has where he goes to the left hand is virtually unguardable. But I think they figured it out last night.
But that's what they said about him. They said that from the D League up, he's always been the hardest worker.
G League, my friend.
What did I say? D League?
Yeah.
Damn it, the Gatorade sponsored league. Gatorade League. Ugh, everything can be sponsored.
He was also doing it on Draymond. This is a young guy. He's 25. Each year, he's made significant improvements. And at the start of the year, he was just cracking the rotation. We've been saying it all year. Him and D'Lo, it's a two-man race for most improved player. And that game one might have just solidified that award.
I think it was already solidified. Granted, the Raptors went a bit further. It's supposed to be a regular season award. That's the problem with these awards, that they always go into the postseason.
I agree. I think you got to consider the postseason. We're also not giving any credit to Marc Gasol. I mean, he was a stud that game. Kawhi had an off game. Kyle Lowry was very solid. Van Vliet and Marc Gasol. I mean, this is not, you know, just a one-headed monster led by Kawhi Leonard. This is a team, and we were watching together, and we said it's so much fun to watch. They're just a super smart basketball team, and they're really well coached.
No, and we'll get into game two, but the reason why they lost game two is probably because that multiple-headed monster was not there. It was really very much Kawhi Leonard taking them on his back and losing, but we'll get there. All right, let's talk about Drake, the ultimate troll in this series. He wore Steph Curry's father's jersey from the Toronto Raptors, a Del Curry jersey, while putting a sweatband over his Steph Curry tattoo.
He's got a Steph Curry tattoo?
Yes, right on his arm, and he claims to be the number one Raptors fan in the world.
Now that's Nav Bhatia, but still, this guy cannot pick a freaking team.
Wow, we should have been asked to spell Nav Bhatia.
Yeah, that would have. Johnny, put that down for the next round.
Not only can he not pick a team, he spends money like nobody's business. He had this jersey driven 10 hours just to get to the game in time.
From Brooklyn.
I want to know how much he paid. In general, then what was it? Did he send a car? Did the person just rent one and expense? How did this even work?
I'm pretty confused. Are we not in the era where we can? I've been customizing.
It was the day
jerseys.
Of. He bought it the day
I've
of.
I've been customizing jerseys since I was six.
By the
Go
way,
to the
why
NBA
the guy,
store.
Why did the guy get on a plane?
And put Curry. Put Curry on the back of a Raptors jersey.
Why didn't Drake
jersey?
Send this plane?
Drake made the guy drive 10 hours. Also, they found it in Brooklyn. This is probably signed by some random dude on the street. Like, dude, this is hilarious. I found the Steph Curry jersey in Toronto. It's hilarious.
It was probably just a mistake. It probably wasn't even Del Curry.
It's probably a swingman jersey.
It was a swingman. It was iron-on.
He's wearing an iron-on?
Yep, he was wearing a full iron-on, non-authentic. He had to get it from Brooklyn, an iron-on jersey.
He couldn't make an authentic jersey.
That's what
I'm saying.
Make the jersey.
Apparently they're very, very rare.
Remember the NBA?
Sad stuff.
I know they're very rare. You go to the NBA store, you tell them I want Curry on the back of a Raptors jersey, boom. It's pretty simple.
He's got to sell that Boeing 737.
Then you lose the authenticity of the whole making the guy drive just to get it there in time for game one, bought it the day of.
No, it's a great story now.
Tell me the story and go – and keep the story, go get yourself a real jersey rather than one that's been passed around all of – Bed-Stuy.
He could have lied. Also, apparently he took one of Steph Curry's hairs and wants to sell it.
That's gross.
Talk about petty.
You think he has a fetish?
I think he has a fetish for Steph Curry. He has a tattoo on his arm. He loves his father enough to get his jersey driven 10 hours.
I think that was more for the beef and, yeah.
My God.
Juice him up.
He wishes he was a Curry.
He does wish he was a Curry, and I wish that the antics stopped in Game 2, but Game 2, they only got hotter. Drake tried to troll again. He wore a Kevin McAllister, Kevin! Sweatshirt, and it did nothing for them. They lost, but one good thing did come out of it. Kevin McAllister, a.k.a. Macaulay Culkin, tweeted at Drake, "Hey, Drake, I'm right here, bro. DM me. See you at the barbecue."
I think Macaulay Culkin is seeing things, by the way.
I have a fun anecdote about Macaulay Culkin. I went to a WWE WrestleMania fest last year, and I walked in with Macaulay Culkin, and he was wearing pink bunny ears. That's my whole story.
Did you say
what
up?
He wore pink bunny ears to the WWE.
Did you say Kevin? WrestleMania.
I didn't say anything. I was afraid he'd like eat my face off because of all the acid he's on.
Bath salts.
Wait, what?
That's pretty messed up, dude.
Hot take.
That's messed up, man.
It's not a hot take. You might just be wrong.
Dude, 2018 was the year of pink bunny ears.
2017 was the acid year, Ben. Damn it.
Get your Macaulay Culkin timeline down.
I'm behind on the times. But wait, see you at the barbecue.
I know.
Can I get a ticket to that barbecue?
It's a nice barbecue.
By the way, is he a Warriors fan or he was just finding, just found the time to stick his head out of the ground? Like, hey.
No, he's are there going to be ribs there or not? I can only think about food.
Dude, all you want is Prince Street.
I'm talking ribs, man. I mean, I'd like to lather that thing up with barbecue sauce and just, woo!
Champ kind.
God, it's so unfortunate that I don't understand or get any movie references because my brain doesn't work.
Anchorman. I mean, have you seen Anchorman one of the 100,000 times that you've seen it?
Yeah. You've definitely like walked through the room that Victor and I have been in.
Yeah, you know what your problem is? You don't rewatch movies. You see it once, you like half see it, and you go, well, I've seen it. I can get in on any joke.
He hasn't even seen Wolf of Wall Street.
Yep. I've definitely seen Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. Quaaludes, man. That's what I remember. Quaaludes.
Yikes. Well, very yikes.
Let's get to the show.
Well, in Game 2, moving back to Game 2, Kawhi Leonard was clearly not enough. The guy put up, 36 points? 8 rebounds.
I think it was 34 and 14.
Yeah,
14, 6 assists.
16 of 16 from the line.
Really?
He did everything he could. And to be honest, they made it close. It was a very up and down, weird. That was a weird game. That was the slugfest we thought we were going to get in game one.
What'd you think of the tech on Steph late in the game? Like, I
Well, it's because the ball almost hit the ref when it came down. I think
that it almost hit the ref.
They had a really weird quote from some old ref. Apparently, this ref said, "If the ball goes up and it lands on the ground, it's a tech."
Who said that? Mark Jackson or Jeff? No. He said if it lands, and then Van Gundy was like, "What do you mean if it lands? It's gravity. It's got to come down." He just forgot to say if it lands on the ref. It was Eddie Malloy.
No, it lands on the ground.
No. I think it was like one of those slide jokes. Like if it, like obviously it's going to land, so you're getting a tech. But the big winner of Game 2, Mark Jackson. Did you catch that? Like, he made a call, and Steve Javy's like, "I got to agree with Mark Jackson on this one." And then JVG was like, "Mark has a smile from ear to ear right now that somebody is agreeing with him."
I was about to say, Mark Jackson is actually the biggest loser of all time. The guy has to just sit there calling Warriors games as they win championship after championship when this was his team. And he couldn't do shit with them.
Second round exit all the time.
Yeah, they did it, but they lost to the Spurs. You got to give.
Okay, I'm just saying, Mark.
No, I agree. I'm not defending him.
Mark Jackson probably gets the biggest L.
I'm definitely not defending him.
I'm so happy the Knicks didn't sign him. I mean, I would have rather Patrick Ewing.
No,
I would have
not Ewing.
I would have all right, maybe not Ewing.
Ewing is a curse. Ewing sucks.
Well, it's good that we don't have Mark Jackson.
No, but really, we can say as much about what the Raptors didn't do, but really, it was the Warriors that really stepped up, especially Boogie. I thought that Boogie was going to be a huge zero in this game. The guy in the first quarter, if you watched, two really, really quick fouls, and he just...
Well, the guy hadn't played a game in 5 months? No.
No, he came back.
Very limited. Very rusty. Expecting to be rusty, not to have a double-double. He almost had a triple-double. Speaking of my multiple triple-double game, it almost happened last night.
I know.
There were two close calls, Boogie and Draymond. Draymond had the triple-double in game one.
But unfortunately, there were none.
I actually had an apology text dialed up to send to Vic for ripping on him for that multiple triple-double call.
I'm not sure why. There was one in game one and none in game
two. There were two in game one.
One.
No, there was one in game one.
Draymond and Danny Green.
Danny Green did not have a triple-double.
He had 10, 10, and 10.
No, he didn't.
Look that up. Look that up right now.
All
right,
we'll look it up.
Yeah, if you just look up D Green.
He had 10, 10. Isn't that wild? That's the Rondo triple-double.
That is insane.
But what I do want to mention is that last night felt like it was going to be that classic, like Steph Curry was sick, the flu game. I literally thought Steph was about to have his own flu game. But credit to the Warriors. When Klay was in there, Klay was playing really well. Draymond really stepped up.
Can we stop with the Michael Jordan comparisons?
But even like Isaiah Thomas with the ankle, every great superstar has like one of those games, and it was there. But the Warriors are too good. Like they came together. DeMarcus Cousins was awesome. 6 assists. The guy's an awesome.
I mean, we're just not mentioning my boy
Iguodala.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Iggy. He
was great.
Unbelievable.
He misses that. There's, I think, about 6 seconds left. Toronto's a timeout and only down 2. It was ballsy.
Yeah, but what should you do? He's a 50% free throw shooter. He holds
on to
the ball.
No, I understand, but there were still 6 seconds on the. There was like 4 seconds on the
5.9,
shot.
5.9, I think.
There's like 5 seconds, and he shoots it with 8 seconds left on the game clock, 5 on the shot clock. Could have waited, could have dribbled. It was risky. It was risky, but it went in.
That point at the end to Sean Levy, chills.
The second he pulled up, I knew that was going in.
He's done.
Can you say MVP again?
That would be what I think. I think right now it's got to be Draymond.
It's got to be Draymond right now.
If you average a triple double in the finals, I think you get it.
It's got to be Draymond.
I'm not certain, but I'd like to think you get it if you average a triple double.
And the big news in that game, Klay Thompson goes out with that. Was it a leg injury?
Hammy.
I couldn't tell what it was. He was fighting it for like 3 minutes, and they were asking for a foul. He finally gets it in the end. I don't know. It was more of that injury where you're just like upset that you're hurt. You're not like writhing in pain.
It looked bad, and like his reaction made it even worse. Like, upset. I don't know if he was upset at the refs, upset at Steve Kerr, upset at the teammates for not fouling and, you know, letting him get back and regrouping at the defensive end. But just seeing him like that. I mean, I'm rooting for the Raptors, but Klay's one of our guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm rooting for Klay now. I don't know if you saw his comment at Drake, but he said, "See you in the Bay, Aubrey." Weren't talking there tonight, were ya?
I'm so happy.
You're a bum ass.
I'm so happy you don't deliver these disses because they sound almost like compliments.
See you in the Bay, Aubrey.
Sounds like
weren't
two kids
tonight,
at recess.
Were ya? With your bum ass.
Sounds like an invite somewhere. Where are we going?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a barbecue on the table now. There's see you in the Bay.
Now you got Vic's head all messed up.
Are we missing the memo? Ribs.
I can't talk too much smack. I'm not a really good smack talker.
I know you are not.
Not a good smack talker. But yeah, that was a great comment, poking at Aubrey.
And he kept hiding behind KD. But honestly, the guy's 7'1 with like a 13-foot wingspan. So who's not hiding behind KD?
Wait, KD was at the game?
I was just about to ask.
He wasn't on the bench? I'm wildly confused.
It's because he's a New York Knick. Sold his house, moving to the metropolitan area.
Just listens to everything that
comes
in.
At small forward, 6'11".
He'd be the four.
You don't even know his number, and you think he's coming
to New
York?
He'd be the power forward. This is 29.
He hears this now. He's pulling out. He's putting the house back on the market. He's staying at Oakland. He's like, Ben Soffer said, he doesn't know my fucking number.
At the four, 6'11", number 24.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Kevin Durant.
24.
I really don't remember his number.
35.
See, that's what I said.
What's wrong?
I just
with
said
you?
It 2 minutes ago.
You said it on this thing, and I still said 24.
When's game 3?
Game 3 is tomorrow night.
No, it's Wednesday.
Oh, there.
See, this final schedule, I have a huge,
by the way,
really grinds my gears.
Crossing the border. They're coming from the north.
From the north.
Maybe
they're going west.
We spoke about this on the last podcast, but maybe a Canadian passport will.
Oh, Canadian passport issues.
Will detain Steph Curry or do something of that nature.
Oh, we'll see.
Make it difficult on the world.
Maybe Drake's got a guy, the same guy who drove the jersey up from Brooklyn, works for TSA.
By the way, I want to know who this guy is. He's my hero.
He's a Brooklyn guy.
I want to have a slice of Prince Street pizza with that guy. I'll tell you something right now.
You want to have a slice of Prince Street pizza with a lot of people? Chumps.
Dude, why do you gotta bring weight into this? You know he's been watching what he eats. It's summer season, and this guy's really putting in the man hours to try and get into good shape.
Keto season. Do the Warriors have all the momentum? Is this series over?
I texted both of you guys last night multiple times. In between the two texts about the Raptors winning the series, I did say the series is done, lock it up. I'm standing by that. I think this is a six-game series. I want the Raptors, but I think this series ends in six with the Warriors hoisting it once again.
I don't think they have all the momentum, and I'm really basing this off of the end-of-game sort of antics as I have sweat dripping off my forehead onto this piece of paper.
Schmidt season!
I mean, this is insane. But
I'm gonna save that piece of paper and sell it on eBay. That and Steph's lint.
And if you can get that guy to try both the lint and the sheet of paper up to Toronto, you got something cooking there. But I think the Raptors can salvage some. It's not like they got blown out by 20 and they couldn't not hit a shot. It was bad shooting on both sides.
It sounds like your heart more than your head.
It was the third quarter.
My heart says Toronto. My head says, I don't know.
Look, I saw all that I needed to see on the 20-0 run in the third quarter.
That was absurd. Yes. They couldn't score for five whole minutes.
And that goes back to mentality of the Warriors knowing that they can win anytime they want and the Raptors' overall inexperience in this moment. They completely folded. The stats are that the Warriors are like -7 consistently in the third quarter.
It's that third quarter, and it's been throughout the whole playoffs.
For years.
They really just pick up so much ground at the third quarter. And from a Raptors standpoint, I can't rely on Fred VanVleet to keep doing this. And if they're not going to win when he's having 20 a game, I don't know. And the Warriors are only getting stronger. I think they get Kevin Durant back, maybe even game three. It would be so classic Warriors, Evil Empire, to just plug in the former MVP a game early. You know, they said game four, game three, here he is. First game back at home.
Their only chance of not winning is if Klay Thompson's injury is serious and he doesn't play. And if we didn't even talk about this, but Kevon Looney also went out with an injury.
Good call.
If he doesn't play, there's also a chance.
Oh, if he doesn't play, then, you know.
I'm just saying,
the Raptors have the best chance in the world of winning. And just give him the trophy. I think they still have it. Look, they have a chance. A lot of it was shot selection last night. And there was a period where the Warriors hit a dry spell and the Raptors couldn't put one in the bucket.
But when the Warriors hit a dry spell, they don't let you break off 20. They're never going to do that because they're just as good defensively as they are on the offensive end.
But Toronto did have that double-digit lead last night.
And the Blazers had it too. And they blew it.
Yeah, well, the Blazers had it four times.
You blew it!
The Blazers had it 4 times in a row. That wasn't even – come on. You can't compare. This Raptors team is light years ahead of that Blazers team.
And they still lost.
And it's 1-1.
Yes, going to Golden State, they'll go back to Toronto.
Okay, going to Golden State might be the problem.
So what do you think? I think the Dubs in six. Soph, what do you think?
I think the Dubs in six.
I think the Dubs in seven, and it's just absolute heartbreak for the city of Toronto. I think they somehow get it to game seven.
That would be insane if they lost at home.
What am I saying? If they get it to seven, the Raptors are winning.
I want to see Drake cry. Honestly, fuck Drake.
Actually, it's a bold pick by me. I'm sticking by that. I'm rooting for the Raptors, but I think somehow this goes to seven games for whatever reason.
It's the Warriors. Dude, you think the Warriors are going to drop a game seven? It's not happening.
No, it's not. Do we think that we see Drake in Oakland? Apparently, as the number one Raptors fan, the guy hasn't made one road appearance.
I think Smash Mouth is scarier than we all.
Come and you die.
I think he's a little...
Hey, sick. Now.
I think... What?
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to try to hit that pitch. But that note.
Should I keep singing?
Is it a note or is it a note?
It's a blue.
Want to hit that high.
It's a blue
get show
note.
On, get played.
I'm seconds from dropping this headset. I'm walking out of here. I can't even listen to this crap anymore.
I swear, it's not even close. When he's of age, we are putting him in a home. I swear.
But I say zero to negative. Drake shows up.
Zero to negative.
If he had any, I mean, if he's got as much chutzpah as I think he does, then he's showing up and paying. What was it? If it was 50 grand to sit courtside in Toronto, what the hell is it going to be?
I heard it was like 70. The money these people
are. It's funny. Dude,
if he was a real boss, he'd buy up like five seats next to the bench, just go by himself.
That's not fun.
No, but it's kind of legendary.
Yeah.
What, he gets five seats, he's laying horizontal?
Yeah, taking a nap.
What is this, an Oscar mattress?
This is British Airways, the full laydown, the first airline to do it.
That would have been a perfect plug for like a really nice mattress.
Or an airline. This podcast is brought to you by Casper and JetBlue. Kidding, we're unsponsored.
A collab. Poor. We're collabing the two, and they don't know it yet.
Nope, they don't know it yet. So just like last week, we took to Instagram to ask a question of our audience. Last week, we asked for some hot takes, and they were really schwitzy. This week, we're asking, which band / artist, dead or alive, would you like to play at your wedding? And we got a couple of nice options, which I'd like to read off here. Let's see. Where's a good one here? Most people actually did not read the instructions because they didn't put a Y at the end, but that's okay.
I thought that was a dumb part of the question. I'm not going to sit there and think about why I'm choosing this band. I like them, and I'm getting married. That's why I want them there.
All right, fine. So we could just read off a couple of names. Yeah, then.
By the way, some real rockers listening to this podcast. Earth, Wind, and Fire. The Police. Wow, we're older than we thought. That's
close. Jonas Brothers or Ed Sheeran, because I would just cry. They're amazing. Don't make me pick Ariza Blah.
All right, I think I'm about to throw up. Is this person 16 years old? No appreciation for the old days?
She could be. Who knows? Or what about this one? From Susie Devil, Beatles, because a most innovative, iconic band of all time. They have the bops and slow dance tunes. By the way,
I like that.
I like that too. No, appeals to all audiences.
You got to respect the Beatles.
Beatles are great.
How old is that woman?
I don't know. We didn't ask for age. Well, age is just a number.
Ageism.
Jesus.
By the way, I like this one. Sasha Noble, Panic at the Disco.
I love Panic at the Disco.
I mean, I'm going to let it slide.
What?
What did Sammy Ashendorf say this time?
Oh, yeah.
did he write?
I don't know.
Is it a guy?
Is it a guy or a girl?
You know Sammy Ashendorf.
For some reason, they're right under my Instagram handle for who viewed it.
What, you don't see it? We got a lot of Guns N' Roses. We got some Luke Combs.
Ah, Queen. There we go.
Oh, he goes Freddie Mercury.
That was our good pal.
Side note, after seeing Bohemian Rhapsody, Ben and myself gave Victor
the nickname of Freddie.
It's a forced nickname, but Freddie Mercury. When we get a little inebriated and intoxicated, Victor becomes Freddie.
Yeah, and he sings Queen real loud.
It might be the greatest compliment either of you have ever given me. Actually, wait.
You should see Victor's mouth. He's got what does Freddie have? Like the molars or
it's
something?
It's the quiver. It's oh, incisors.
The incisors. It lets him hit more range.
More range.
You guys got to see Victor on the mic just jamming out.
Sarah Check. I was going to say Sarah C. Heck. Sarah Check. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper sing Shallow to me over and over again. I love that one.
That's my pick too. I think that's
yours.
I think that's great. But it sounds like she's alone in a dark place, being just serenaded by Lady Gaga.
Sounds unbelievable.
That's better than a wedding.
As long as they're both naked. What?
Jesus.
Mine would be Sum 41, because they're fucking epic, and I love to mosh. Should I sing a little?
I would have filled up a briefcase full of cash, drove it to the Meadowlands, and put it on that you would have taken Sum 41.
Really?
Do you ever pick anything else?
I could have taken Blink 182.
That was my next
Simple Plan.
That was the next highest odds.
I just want a 90s punk reunion tour. That's what I want.
I'm going Fleetwood Mac.
Wow. Of course you are.
Excellent choice.
Kid lives in Brooklyn for 6 months.
The Earth, Wind, and Fire pick has me thinking, I'd want the Bee Gees. A little boogie.
Boogie, oogie, oogie. Get down. Is that them? Or that's just another.
Do you know anything?
Honestly, no. I really don't know.
You're singing Sum 41 in like a slow.
Get down. No, I don't even know who that's by.
So anyone that knows us knows we watch way too much film and TV. And off camera, off the mic, that's pretty much all we're talking about in addition to ball. So what did you guys watch this weekend, last week? What shows are you trying to plug? recommend, and what are you critiquing?
If you haven't seen Long Shot yet with Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen, I don't know what you're doing.
I'm fucking dying to see it.
Absolutely hilarious. You know who's great? O'Shea Jackson Jr. Absolutely epic. Really? Kills it. Hilarious.
Do you know who that is, Ben?
No, and apropos to that, oh, I can't even think of a movie, but so I'll tell you a movie that I'd like to see. I'm dying to see Aladdin. Oh, God. Prince Ali, something is he, Ali Ababwa. God, I've been seeing it tons.
All right, see, that one that makes up good. For all your bad ones from before.
That was pretty good.
By the way, I don't think Ben's ever seen a movie.
What is movie?
It's getting to the point where I don't want to know what he's seen and what he hasn't seen, because it'll only piss me off more.
It's amazing. People mention movie, and my mind goes blank. I love the Batman trilogy. Christian Bale. Shout out to Robert Pattinson. If you fuck this up, I'm going to kill you. Slash, you already fucked it up.
It's all right. He can't be much worse than Ben Affleck.
Robert Pattinson is going to make for an incredible Batman. If you haven't seen Good Time, I suggest you go see it tonight. Ben, grab your dog, take him to bed, and you throw on Good Time by the Safdie brothers. All right? Excellent. It's an awesome watch. You and Claudia are going to be feeling like you're rolling balls until 3 a.m. All really? Right?
It's that. Yeah. It's that chiseled jaw.
It's the chiseled jaw. The chiseled jaw, and it's like a bank heist. It's awesome. Well, I saw a movie this weekend, and that was Rocket Man.
Rocket Man.
Long time to touch. Okay. Now, well, we stop.
I got bad news. Because Vic and I are big Taron Egerton guys.
Huge Kingsman season.
I really didn't like the movie. I couldn't believe that Taron Egerton was Elton John. The story isn't that good. Elton John just has a really great voice, and he parties really hard. It just, like, wasn't a great watch.
Sounds exactly why I hated the Queen movie. It's the same exact thing. They skip. I know, you guys are like,
oh, wait, no. I'm. You notice how he just calls it the Queen movie?
What's the difference? I
mean, just say the
Bohemian
name.
Rhapsody, okay?
Hey, wow, Mazel Tov! No,
it's a much better story, Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, but they skipped all of the hardship. It's the same thing. All of a sudden, they were famous. There was one six-second scene where he was playing in a bar, and all of a sudden, they're famous.
Freddie Mercury is an immigrant from Zimbabwe, and he's picked on his whole life for having the biggest mouth of all time. That's kind of hardship.
I guess. But like,
yeah, and it was a full band. This is more of a one-man show. It's a lot to carry.
Look, all that they're trying to do here is sell out and make money. All of them. I can't believe Elton John did this while he was alive. The guy doesn't have enough money.
It was weird. It was weird seeing a biopic by a guy who's still living. Like, I remember 8 Mile, but that was awesome. And Eminem was playing Eminem. And that's one of the best. That story's incredible.
Shout out to 8 Mile.
Yeah, right.
That movie. I can't even believe you compared that.
Big time.
There's a big pound there. I don't know if you heard the pound.
Motor City, baby. Yeah. Detroit.
Shout out Mikey Shannon, by the way.
You just had to slip that
epic
in there.
An 8 Mile. But yeah, they don't compare.
Kim Basinger. Is it Kim Basinger? It's Kim Basinger. Is it?
The mom?
Yeah.
Hang on, boys. Rest in peace, Brittany Murphy.
Oh, sure.
It is we have to pay our respects.
It is a great sex scene, though.
It is. Where are they? Like, in the back of
Walmart? They're where he works. He was working in a...
That's a pretty... That's
in a...
I love it. Yeah, somewhere.
In an auto shop, in a warehouse.
Yeah, he's working in a warehouse. I love when you watch that on TV and they just skip it. It's just like, oh, I thought he was getting head. Nope. They just skip it and he's
done.
Nope,
they're back on a couch watching a movie.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't like watching movies censored. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Our second episode, we're super excited to bring you our third next week. Tuesday's our new time, folks. Tuesday at 3 p.m. Again, I'm Ben Soffer, Boy With No Job.
I'm Jack at Jack Not John.
And I'm Vic at VWeb.
And you can follow us at The Schwitz on Facebook, at The Schwitz on Twitter, at The Schwitz on Instagram. Good night, folks. Schwitz season.
Stay sweaty, people.